systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, May 23rd, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thanks so much for checking out episode 40, bitches. That's right.
Nice.
We are 40 episodes old here in this shit, the Friday night show. How the fuck are you?
I am fucking awesome. How are you?
I am phenomenal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nominal, like I'm all
right. Right.
And then I'm just a phenom.
Yeah.
Like a phenomenon.
Right.
Something like a phenomenon.
What is that from?
I remember it being from a Beavis and Butthead show
long ago
when he's like, it was a hip hop song, I think. He's like, I'm something like a phenomenon. And then Beavis was like,
I think that's Cypress Hill. That's a Cypress Hill song. I think so.
Maybe. I don't know.
Pretty sure.
I don't know. So, yeah, episode fucking 40. It is Friday. Sean's not here because I guess. Something he forgot to tell me was Memorial Day that's coming up?
Memorial Day's Monday.
Okay,
yeah.
So every Memorial Day, they go camping and shit. I called him up, right?
Any excuse to just not come do the show with us.
I guess, right?
Fuck.
I'm on my way to get you. I call him up, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm up in Finger Lake. I'm like, you think you could have maybe told me that, like, I don't know, maybe 5 hours, sometime today.
Yeah, anytime.
Before I called and was like, so, do you want to follow us up to the new studio? That's right, bitches. This is the first show, episode 40, coming from the new Jam Hole studio, my apartment.
Yes.
Fuck yes. So what do you think, man?
Dude, I'm loving the jacks we just put on the ceiling.
Yeah.
There's like 100 of them.
We should have counted them, huh?
Oh, yeah, we should have.
So, back in the day, because here in Kalispell, Montana, there's no Jack in the Box. The closest Jack in the Box is 120 miles away, which is in Missoula. Is there one in Missoula?
I didn't even think there was any in
Montana. No, there isn't. It's Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, or Spokane.
Yeah, I don't think there's a single one in all of Montana.
So, what we used to do a long time ago was me and my friend would drive around. This was back when I was probably 15, 16. He was 17 or 18. I don't remember exactly, but we would go around and look for Jacks, like the Jack in the Box, the little antenna ball thing, the Jacks.
Yeah.
And as soon as we would see one, depending on the situation, we would either follow them home and then go back to their house at night and jack it.
Yeah, jack their jack.
We would hijack it. We would co-jack. We would fucking jack off. We had all sorts of names for it. But the best ones I remember were when we would pull up to a stoplight and people, like, we would leave ourselves enough room. Whoever was the passenger in the car would get out of the car, fucking run over, tap the car on the window. The people would look, and you would point away, like, to get their attention.
What's that?
Yeah, exactly. And they would look and fucking pop it off, run back in, and us giving ourselves enough room, we'd flip a bitch and fucking go. And
you could have just taken it without even pointing or anything.
Well, yeah, that we did that sometimes too, but I'm saying the most fun ones.
Right. It was funnier that way.
We've gotten chased a few times doing
that. Really? People chased after you?
Oh, yeah, dude. People love their jacks.
Yeah. But you just fucking haul ass away.
Oh, yeah,
that's
dude.
Awesome.
We would take them out to, like, Highway 2, and then we'd head up through Sea Falls and then go up into the canyon.
Yeah.
And then by that time, if they were still following us, we would just keep driving. And eventually, we would always make sure we had a full tank of gas. And they would just stop following us.
Right.
They'd be like, really? It's a fucking jack.
Yeah, how bad do you want your
so
jack?
So, we have about, what do you think, 100 of them? Maybe
than 100? Well, I'd say about,
maybe about 50.
Yeah, I'd say 50 of
and
them.
And we
enough to cover the whole ceiling.
Yeah, we covered the ceiling. We'll take some pictures of it and post them up on the site there. And, we had so much fun doing that shit. And the cool thing about it was there being no Jack in the Box here, all the jacks came from at least 200 miles away.
Right.
So, and it was cool that they would end up in Kalispell, and then we would take them. And,
right.
Yeah, so, I'm just distracted by all this.
I know, it's kind of mesmerizing.
All this jacking
going on. It's almost like
on.
I'm getting hypnotized.
It's crazy. I like it.
I'm getting jacked off just looking at them.
Yeah. So we went to the park today to try and fall.
Yeah.
And, well, the park is flooded. Yeah. Underwater. Lawrence
the whole
park.
Course.
Not Woodland Park. But, yeah, when we pulled up there, I got pictures and a video of this, too. We'll probably post it. But not here, because the one thing about being here now is because I just moved in, we don't have internet. So we're recording the show. We're going to have to drive to Braden's house and upload the show and do the show notes. So that it's cool, though. We'll be getting internet here pretty soon. And, you know, I'm surviving because I have my pocket PC phone, which has internet.
If you didn't have that,
you would have came here and found me, like, on the ground fucking twitching and shit. Like, give me email or something.
There's no internet.
Send me an HTTP link, quick. But yeah, so we pull up to the fucking park, and there's this bright yellow tape blocking it off.
Yeah.
And the sign said, do not enter,
right.
Flood or
park
something.
Park flooded or something.
Park
flood.
So we're like, fuck, dude, go get the camera.
Right? We gotta go back here.
Yeah, we fucking run back to the truck, grab the camera, crawl under the fucking ribbon and go in there, and holy shit, what river is that? Is that Stillwater?
Yeah, that's Stillwater.
Okay, it is fucking raging, like rapids. This is usually a really calm river.
And it's
but,
pretty low most of the time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, totally. It is like fucking right up to the bank, and it's eroding away the bank, and it's just intense. I have never, in all the fucking, 13, 14 years, whatever, I've lived here, I've never seen that part flood. Like, it usually floods every year in Evergreen down by the fucking trailer court.
Right.
And I always just assumed that was nature's way of washing away the sin, because, you
all
know,
the filth and dirt
down exactly.
there.
All the white trash, all that shit.
All the meth.
Yeah. Ooh, meth. Oh, meth. So, yeah, that was cool. So, we go up in there and we're taking pictures and shit, and we brought our Falf disc because we're like, it can't be that bad. It's bad. It's flooded all the way to the fucking in the playground that kids are always getting killed in. Or not
by
killed,
our discs.
Yeah. Whenever it goes in there, we're like, oh, killing kids. And the parents are like, that's not nice. It's like, it's not nice. You're blocking our fucking game. Would you go onto a fucking golf course and play? Well, I guess if there was a playground built on a golf course.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
Well, which came first, the playground or the golf course?
That's a good question. I can't remember if that playground has always been there
I'm
or
pretty
not.
Sure it has.
Yeah, fuck them. We're more dangerous.
Yeah,
so they should
is more important
out.
Than their shitty
much,
fucking playground.
How much do you care about your kids, really?
Right.
So we go in there and the playground's flooded. The fucking and there's just huge, like, it looks like ponds just all over in the fucking place.
Like,
so
half the park is just underwater.
Yeah. So before we throw hole one, we're like, we better walk up here and see because I don't want to have to fucking go in this fucking
like
shit.
One, like the one
yeah,
dude
so
did.
Then we're taking pictures of this water and shit, and we see this other kid at hole one throwing.
Yeah.
And we're like, no fucking way. His first throw lands somewhere. He throws again. Boom, right in the water.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, nice, dude. So we fucking end up talking to him and shit. And he was telling us about how him and his friends went to Woodland Park Pond with a canoe or a dinghy or something. And they pulled out discs and shit. And meanwhile, while he's doing this, he lost the disc that went in the water. So I pointed out where it went. And he fucking
takes his shoes and his socks off and rolls up his pants and walks in.
Yeah, totally. So he was, I guess, grateful for that. Because I asked him, I'm like, did you happen to find a blue monster or a destroyer in the pond, because I lost a couple of mine in there. And he's like, no, but I have this. And he hands me a 172-gram yellow destroyer. And I'm like, holy fucking shit, dude, this is awesome. I've been looking for this, but, you know, sportsmen sucks fucking balls, so they don't have anything
right.
under
the
one
in Whitefish, I guess, has a lot better selection, but it's, like, you know, all the way in Whitefish.
And then you get the resort tax.
Right.
So fuck that shit.
That's dumb. Yeah, so it's like $22
basically,
instead of
long story. Long story short, the kid ends up just giving me the disc, which I was like, holy shit, this is the second time someone's been nice to me. Having to do with Falf. The first time, if you guys are new, I helped a lady pick out a Falf disc, like an older lady in her 50s maybe. And I was like joking around. I was like, so now do you want to buy me this one? Because I had one hidden in a dartboard because I was going to come back when I got.
That was the pink destroyer.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? That's four destroyers in a row that have been given to you.
I know. That's awesome. So yeah, so he gave me the disc. He handed it to me and I'm like, well, cool. We're going to go play at Woodland. You know, I'll just give it back after that game. And he's like, no, you can keep it. I was like, holy shit, dude. Thank you so much. That's awesome. So, yeah, that was pretty fucking cool. Let's see. The next thing I want to talk about is... Okay, I wasn't going to mention this, but it happened to me twice now, in a row. The first... Well, three times, actually, if you want to count. The first three nights I've stayed here, this has happened. And the last time, I got up out of bed, butt-ass naked, to go get my notebook in the living room to write this down, because it's fucking weird. Now, the thing is... Jasmine was all into, like, how the North Pole and the South Pole, and you want to line up your bed a certain way so you sleep and all that shit.
Yeah, she's
so,
all into the chi.
Right, and,
like,
that's totally cool. I mean, if energy is energy, no matter how you look at it, matter is neither created nor destroyed. Energy is there. So, you know, it may, and I have noticed I have been sleeping better since I've been here, waking up a lot more refreshed.
That's cool.
But when I lay in bed... I start falling asleep a little bit, and all of a sudden I get this weird, like, jolt of electricity through my brain.
Whoa.
And it almost, like, hurts me, but it feels cool. It's like, I don't even know how to explain it. I don't know if you've ever experienced this.
Yeah, I have not.
It happens, like, when I'm thinking about her, so I don't know if it's, like... My brain is ready to harness this thing and send her, like, telepathic messages, but my body and my nerve endings aren't, so it's like it's being rejected almost.
Right.
It's like I'll start thinking about it, and then I can feel it coming on, and it's like just this energy in my brain, and it literally feels like an electric shock in my brain.
Wow.
And it's loud. I can hear it, and it's... I don't know how
That's
to explain.
That's really weird.
The best way I can explain it is this. And then with that, it just shocks my brain.
Weird.
And it jolts me, like, literally.
Yeah.
It is the weirdest thing. And I don't...
How many times has that happened now?
The last three nights, ever since I started sleeping in here. And granted, when she's here staying the night with me, it doesn't happen. But when I'm laying in bed...
Well, are you thinking about her when she's staying here, though, when you're sleeping?
But she's right there.
True.
So, and it's weird because I'll be, like, thinking something, and she'll be like, yeah. And I'll be like, whoa, did I say something? And she's like, did you just say something? And I'm like, kind of, but not, like, verbally. So
you're sending her telepathic messages.
Well, and that's... I don't know. I understand that, you know, if we could harness our full brain potential, that would work. But maybe our bodies aren't able to accept that thing.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like...
You need to start reading that book, The Holographic
Universe. I'm on the very... I got, like, 10 pages left.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't finish it.
The further you get into the book, the just more intense it seems to get. It talks about all that kind of shit, too.
It's weird. So, I don't know. The best way I can explain it is that, like, I'm trying to send something like that through this pole, and it's just my body can't handle it, but my brain is like, let's do this,
right?
And it shocks the shit out of me. So I don't know, I just wanted to bring that up. I don't know if any of you guys have ever experienced anything like that. If you do, I would love to hear about it, because I don't know, I believe in that kind of shit. I don't believe in God,
right?
But I believe in that kind of
shit.
You
believe
that's
in telepathy
us. That's our beings, you
right.
know. I definitely think
when you think about it logically and, you know, scientifically, telepathy is totally possible. I mean, if you consider how little of brain power we use.
Right,
you know?
And I mean, with the whole magnetic fields and all that shit, it's like, it's just this energy, this direct flow of energy, and it's just like almost too much for my brain to handle, and I guess the excess just fucking shocks the shit out of me.
Don't
but
die.
The first time it happened, it scared the shit out of me, because I thought, like, my brain was hemorrhaging or something. I don't know.
Whoa.
I was just laying there, and it... I don't know if it would be so weird if it was just the feeling, but the sound that I hear, just that buzzing, not a buzzing, but
does
like,
it happen before you fall asleep?
Yeah, like I'm totally awake, laying in bed with my eyes closed, and all of a sudden it starts as a low, like, and then all of a sudden it just gets really loud, and at the peak, that's when I get that jolt.
Is it possible for you to not think about her for one night?
No.
No,
no, it is not.
I was just thinking, because...
I'm thinking about her right now, because she's
it was,
not here. She's
well,
up
as
at
an
her...
experiment.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you didn't think about her for a night and that still happened, I was just...
Yeah, so I don't know. And it's weird that it doesn't happen when she's here with me because, you know, when we lay in bed, there's always like a hand on a hand or a hand on a stomach, or there's always a physical contact. So I don't know if that's what it is, or maybe I don't know. I'm curious. So
if that is what it is and you're actually trying to send her something, maybe when she's there, it doesn't do that because she's right there.
Right. So it doesn't have as far to travel. Right, it doesn't need as much energy to
especially
get where
it's touching her, too.
Right. So it doesn't have as much energy to get where it's going, and my brain can handle that. But to send it, she lives about 20 miles away?
Yeah.
That's a lot of energy.
That's pretty far to send a message.
And I notice I get really warm. Like, my head gets really warm when that happens, like right at the peak of it. So I don't know.
So she lined up the bed and everything
like she's all
you
in.
You should like move it
and see if it
see what happens.
Yeah, I
or
don't
sleep
know.
On the couch and see what happens.
Yeah, because the couch is facing a different direction.
Yeah, just something. Just
but
to
yeah,
see if
I wasn't gonna bring it up because I was laying in bed and I'm like, how the fuck would I put this into words? Because it's the weirdest feeling. I've never felt anything like it. So I was like. But then it happened again and again, and I was like, all right, fuck it. If I'm going to get up butt-ass naked to get my notebook and write this down, we got to talk about it. So,
well, I wanted to hear that, too.
I hope
that's
I explained that. Okay. I don't know. But, yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. It's hard to explain unless you have felt it. But yeah. So,
I don't know. I can understand it as well as someone could understand that without it happening
right.
to them.
Right, okay. So I tried. If any of you guys have experienced it, though, definitely email info@thegemhole.com and let me know. I'd love to hear about it. The next thing I want to talk about has to do with the apartment here, and I find this really weird. And now I don't know if the neighbors can hear us talking right now, so I don't know. If you guys can, come on over. We're doing an internet comedy radio show here. I'd love to have you guys on.
As long as you're not afraid to be recorded.
Right. Yeah, exactly. No, before we say this, if a picture, you know how some people believe that pictures steal your souls.
Yeah.
What does audio do? Is that like, because it's kind of your essence. Whoa, Bill, sorry.
It's kind of
your essence. It's your sound vibrations. Your vocal cords are creating vibrations because the image is just light reflecting off you, and that's what the camera translates into an image.
Yeah.
But your voice, I mean, if you look at our recording here, well, you guys can't, but if you, Brady, you look at our voice, you know, turns into a sine wave, or not a sine wave, but a wave of frequency, of vibration. So what do you think the equivalent... Which was the word.
You got that.
The word.
It was funny. God. Like, an hour after I got home after the show, he's like, equivalent. That's the word.
Yeah, I sent him a text message. I was like, fuck, it's equivalent. The equivalent to that is this. And now I don't even remember what we were talking about, but yeah.
You know what? All the words that you forget and, like, figure out after the show, you should write it down and we'll, like, stick a list on the wall.
The list of words.
So that way
you'd
never forget those words
That's
ever
a good
again.
Idea. Okay, so what I wanted to talk about is it's really weird to me because I'm the only person in this fourplex, this quadrant, if you will.
Nice.
Will you?
I will.
All right. Quadrant of people that does not have a television. Now, I find this very strange when I get home and it's at night. Now, I don't now because we're doing the show here, but when we were doing the show in town still, before we got all this shit set up here, I would get home and it'd be, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock, and everybody that lives here is tuned into their television, plugged in, tuned in, being programmed, sitting in front of...
Yeah, but what are you plugged in or tuned into?
I'm reading books. I'm on the computer researching for the jam hole.
The internet.
Writing our book.
The internet's your television.
Right, but the internet isn't bombarding you. You select what you want to absorb from the internet.
You get a lot of spam.
Well... Shut up. I'm trying to be serious here.
Okay.
I'm super serious, guys. But it just seems weird to me that it's not just these people. Whenever anyone gets home and they have a television, that's the first thing they do. They have to have that.
Yeah, I don't watch television either. I mean, I have a TV and I have, you know, cable television, but I don't watch it ever. I watch movies or TV shows.
Every time I go to your house, your mom has it on.
Oh, yeah,
she
my
is
mom
same way.
Is always watching
and granted,
TV.
Granted, it's a lot of that generation, but that generation raises kids to do the same thing. And that's why they call it, they say, tune in at 9,
well,
8
it's
central.
It's called the TV generation.
Right, I mean, and it's really sad. And there's this thing, I want to play it, but it's like 20-something minutes long. But it's by Timothy Leary. It's called How to Operate Your Brain. Have you ever heard that?
I've heard of that.
Have you ever heard it, though?
No, the actual MP3. I've heard someone talk about
it. It's the most amazing fucking thing. I heard it the first time I ever heard it.
Do you
it,
have
was,
that on your computer?
Yes, I do. The first time I ever heard it, I was tripping on shrooms, and it blew my fucking mind.
So does shrooms.
Like a $500 whore. It just blew my mind, and I was just like, wow, it is so fucking true. They say whoever owns... I'm not even going to do it justice, but basically your eyes, your pupils absorb light. The light hits your brain, and that's what your brain feeds on. Your brain feeds on the natural chaos, the entropy... Or
I think that's
entropy.
Right.
So the brain feeds on that. Now, when you're sitting there in front of the TV, those lights are hitting your pupils and absorbing into your brain, thus programming your brain to get into what they want you to get into, they being whoever's doing the programming, the mass media, basically.
The commercials.
Even the
garbage.
Even what you watch. I mean, movies, I love watching movies, but it does change a person.
Yeah, so, but that's why you choose what movies to watch.
Right, and
least.
That's why when you go to the store, you're bombarded with just this pattern recognition overload of just shit.
Yeah,
and
all these
like,
advertisements.
It's new and improved and extreme. It's all. It's,
and that's why people buy that shit.
It's 500 different versions of the same shit, and most of the shit you don't need. So
or it doesn't work.
It's so fucking sad to me that these people, they get home and the first thing they do is turn their TV on and they get programmed. It's like they recharge from the TV instead of by interacting with other real people, not just people on the TV. And you can totally see it in our society where a warmongering, hypocritical, fucking just worthless consumerism. I don't know. I can't, you guys just have to listen to it. It's 20 minutes long though, so I don't want to play the whole thing, but maybe I'll go through it
maybe
and isolate,
can...
I'll go through it and isolate the good parts that really
explain. Could we just
it.
Like upload it to the FTP and link to it so
yeah,
people
we could
just listen to it? We'll just
okay.
give them the link.
Let's do that. So what we'll do is we'll upload this show and that'll be the, you know, episode 40. And then we'll make another blog post. Should we do it so it goes onto the iPods, onto the RSS feed? Like, just upload that MP3 as an episode? Because it's 20 minutes long.
Yeah, I don't think we should use it in an episode because it isn't us.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, is Timothy Leary
just,
alive still?
Huh?
Timothy Leary, is he alive still?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, nice. If we had internet here, we could ask Google real quick. But
well, I was just thinking just... You know, can we make a blog post without it going, without it uploading to iTunes?
No, it really? Whenever we make a blog post, it goes to the RSS. I'm really glad we're talking about this.
Well,
on
then,
the air.
Well, then,
okay, hold on. We'll figure it out, and what we'll do, we'll just link to it on the site, and then you guys can download it and do whatever with it you want.
You
but
can stick
please,
it in your ass or whatever.
Please, please listen to it, and then send us a comment, send us an email about what you think, because it is so fucking true. It is unbelievable. And if you eat shrooms or any of that shit, listen to it sober first so you know what to expect, because some people, it will make your head explode. I'm not even kidding. It is the most amazing thing. But it was just weird to me that I got home, and the reason I brought this up is because when I lay in bed, the downstairs neighbor, he's an older guy, so I don't know if he can hear very well, but he always has his TV on, and when I'm in bed, I can hear it.
Yeah.
And like me and Jasmine were laying in bed last night, and I was like, she's like, is that gonna bother you? Are you gonna be able to go to sleep? Because I don't know. And I was like, yeah, I think so. But then I got to thinking, now are we being programmed just from the auditory signals? Because
right, especially
we hear
when you're
it?
Sleeping.
Exactly.
Have you ever like?
But that's hold on. That's the weird thing when people, you know, people that leave their TVs on
right,
when they
fall
asleep. How bad is that?
Well,
for
okay.
You? Holy
have you
shit.
Ever fallen asleep watching a movie or something like that,
and then have a dream about it?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like you're dreaming the movie.
Yes.
I think that's what it is.
And I think that's
it
a lot.
It affects what's going on with you when you're asleep.
That has a lot to do with why kids have nightmares if they watch scary movies,
right?
Because their imaginations are so rambunctious and active.
Well,
because
they're thinking about it when
right.
they go to
so,
sleep.
Exactly. And if you guys, I don't know if you're into like lucid dreaming or anything like that, but if you, I don't want to say meditate, but if you focus on something, clear your mind before you go to sleep, while you're laying in bed, and focus on one thing and the same thing over and over and over again, kind of like a mantra. You just keep repeating it. And when,
just that one
thing. Until you fall asleep, but keep doing it, kind of breathe in and out. It's real steady. Focus on it, and then you will enter into that in a dream. And the lucid part
have you
is
done
it,
that?
Yeah, totally. It works. It's mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just me being just fucking an amazing human being. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I have done it. But if you go into your dream state and then you realize you're dreaming, that's when you become lucid.
Yeah.
And then you can control it.
Yeah,
but
I do that all the time.
If you don't become lucid, you will just end up in this dream.
Right.
And, you know, don't go to bed tonight and try it, and then if it doesn't work, be like, well, that's bullshit. It takes a little, takes some discipline,
what
I guess.
What's really hard is not thinking about anything. It's really hard to completely clear your mind and just focus on that one single
thought.
Right,
that's what I'm saying. It takes some discipline, but you
can
do
it. That's what you have to work on.
The human brain is an amazing computer, and that's another thing Timothy Leary says. The brain is full of neurons and synapses, and each neuron, is that the right thing? God damn it. They're right down on the list.
Damn internet.
Damn it. Yeah, but each one of those in there, the brain has like a billion of them. And
well,
each
a brain
one,
is basically the most powerful computer there is,
so far,
really.
Yeah.
Until we start
developing neural network computers and
but
stuff.
But then that's basically a brain.
But what Timothy Leary says is each one of those neural synapses has the power of a personal computer. And this was, I don't know, back in like the late 80s, early 90s, maybe? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I need to research this more. I wasn't even going to talk about this, but since we are, and if you think about how many we have in there, it's just a matter of controlling it, you know,
right.
Getting yourself to be able to control that shit and then say, this is what I want to do. You manifest your own reality, and that's the whole point of how to operate your brain.
Dude, every time you say something like that, I just want to just say, just read that fucking book.
I'm gonna. I got 10.
I know, but
here.
It's just...
Okay, you guys, I'll be right back. I'm gonna go finish
this
book.
Yeah, go read it. I'll just talk.
Okay, well, I don't think you could without me here.
I probably could, but it'd just be
you would
be
just
nonsense.
Start reading articles and then being
I'd
like,
I'd be like,
huh,
okay, let's do some news.
That was pretty brutal. What do you think? Oh, yeah, Matt's not here.
I'd be like, well,
fuck me. All right, well, I got a couple more things covered, then we are going to do some news here.
Yes, for the first time in 3 episodes.
I was delivering today,
yeah.
For those of you that love my delivering stories, and I went to an ear, nose, and throat place. I go there like once a month and deliver them water. Now, I took a picture of this with my camera phone, but I don't know how well it's going to turn out. I looked at it, and it's kind of dark. But basically, in there, they have these huge plaques, and what it says is things my doctor has found in my ear, nose, and throat. And some of
a
the
dick, perhaps.
That's the mouth, you fucking perv. But
mouth was one of the things.
Some of the things. Okay, check this out: bottle caps, money, like coins,
right?
Toothpicks, rocks, pieces of bone, paper clips, thumbtacks. All this shit.
That's
now, you're probably thinking to yourself, yeah, little kids do that shit.
Yeah, of course.
They had ages on there. 55-year-old ladies, 30-year-old people, fucking all ages.
How does that shit get in there?
That's what my point is here. How fucking stupid do you have to be? Now, granted, I'm not talking about little kids. Little kids just
don't know it.
Well, of course
they're stupid.
They see things and... That was the other thing I kind of wanted to bring up was why do little kids have such an affliction to putting things in their mouths?
Well, because they want to experiment, because they're learning.
So they learn, it's a sense, just tasting it, smelling it, and then it just goes up their nose.
Right, they
see
something like, oh, I wonder if that could go in my nose. Let's
yeah,
see.
That just in itself is weird.
Have you ever stuck like jelly beans in your nose when you were a kid
and
or
then
anything?
Blow them out,
yeah.
But then you put them in there too far and they don't come
out.
Right,
you're like, ah, Mom!
Totally.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
I never have because I was a brilliant child.
Whatever.
Fuck off. But no, but I understand kids doing that. But really, 55-year-old adult, you have to.
Didn't you already do that when you were a kid?
But so maybe they liked it so much they were just like, God, that feels so good.
Yeah,
fucking my nose with a fucking toothpick. I don't know. It just kind of blew me away, and it just demonstrated to me, again, the ignorance of people. It just, I saw that, and I kind of got mad. I was like, God, why couldn't I have been a cat or a bird or something?
Yeah.
Because you don't see cats fucking putting shit up their noses. Fuck no.
I guess that just goes to show you how childlike even older people are.
Yeah, that goes, again, back to the whole thing. When you're born, you're in diapers, and you don't know any better.
Right.
And then you grow up, you learn shit, and then you get old, and you're back in diapers, and
you
don't know any
that,
better.
Right. Pretty much.
So that was that. It just kind of blew me away that, because I thought it was all from kids.
Yeah,
I never
that would be my first thought.
I never really looked at it, and then I was like, that well, even, says a 55-year-old. What
even
the fuck?
We wouldn't think that someone that old would be like, oh,
yeah, but that, again, that's us putting too much faith in humanity again.
Any faith at all is too much in humanity.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. So the last thing I want to talk about before we read some emails, and I do have a Dinara update for you all.
Nice.
Is Ryan, if you're listening to this, Ryan, he's our salt guy at work. You fucking are pissing me the fuck off. And now this is gonna get real personal here for a sec, so if you guys, well, whatever,
this is all you, buddy.
This is me, the motherfucker. You bitch about your job. Oh, I don't want to work full time, but I need money. Then get a different fucking job. You're trying to plan this whole fucking Alzheimer's metal show, which is great, but now it's interfering with your fucking work, and that's interfering with me. I fucking moved like 3,500 pounds of water today, and then I get back, and he's gone. He left at like 2 o'clock today. We don't get off work till 5.
Yeah.
Granted, I've been leaving early the past few days, but I'm moving. I don't do this every day.
Right.
I've never fucking called in sick except when I was in Pathways getting off that shit. He calls in sick when he has the fucking sniffles. He called in sick once because his wife had the day off, so he wanted to stay home with his fucking wife.
Wow.
Guess who had to do a salt route after
you.
They did their water route?
You.
Yes, me. And you know, whatever, the shit has to get done, I will fucking do it. But if you're gonna fucking do the job, fucking do it. Don't just do it half-ass. So today we had to bring 3 coolers and 15 jugs of water to West Valley School because they're having this square dance thing or whatever. So he's like, well, I'm gonna leave. And if he calls me up, he's like, how's your route coming? I'm like, good. You know, why? He's like, well, do you think you'll be done by 4? I'm like, I don't know. Why? He's like, well, because they need, you know, this shit delivered. I'm like, well, what are you doing? He's like, well, I'm getting ready to go home. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? You're just going to pawn this off on me now.
Did you tell him that?
Yeah, I was pissed, dude. So I'm like, you know what, dude, just whatever. I'll fucking do it. And he's like, well, you don't have to get pissed, dude. You know what? Just if you're not done by 4, have them call me and I'll do it. That's what he said. Uh-huh. So I'm like, whatever. Bye. So, you know, I get my shit done right at 4 o'clock and I go in there. I'm like, so did Ryan take the coolers? And they're like, no. I'm like, well, what the fuck? And they're like, well, we tried to call him and he said he can't make it for another half hour.
You know what they should do?
So I'm like, what? Fire his ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, they fucking should. Jasmine's,
I mean, why wouldn't
brother
you?
Could fucking have a job. He just got out of boot camp and he would love to fucking work there, you know? And this kid, they are so good to us there. They're letting me drive the truck because my car is broken.
That's weird that they wouldn't fire him for doing that shit.
Well,
I mean, it's not like he's been doing it a lot, sounds like.
Right, he has been. He's like, can I work 4-10s? He's trying to like change all this shit. And he's only doing it because the owner, my friend's dad, is such a nice guy.
Yeah.
How many jobs could you go to and be like, well, these are the hours I want to work?
Right.
You know, they would be like, there's the door.
Well, how many
Fuck
jobs
off.
Could you call in? Yeah, I'm not coming to work because I'm going to hang out with my wife all
well,
day.
Well, he didn't say that. He said he was
right.
sick.
Yeah, but still.
And when I was sick, when we were doing the shows and shit, yeah. I went to work every fucking day and moved my fucking ton and a half of water. And then, you know, I stayed and I asked, is there anything else that needs done? Because if not, I'm going to go home and lay in bed because I'm sick. I only get sick, you know, once every year, once every couple of years. And when it does, I'm just pissed because it doesn't happen to me all the time.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say I don't know how to handle it because I can handle it.
It just really sucks.
It just really pisses me off that like I'm like, really, body, this you're down because of this?
Right.
So, and then, you know, he has a little sore throat and he doesn't fucking come to work. And then you have a route every fucking day, just like I do. Granted, every other random Wednesday, I won't have one, but then I do work orders or clean, or there's always something to do there. You can't just say, well, there's nothing to do, so I'm going home. There's always something to do.
Of course.
And he doesn't do that shit, and then it doesn't get done. He's like, well, I'll call the customers and make it up on Saturday, which he doesn't, because then I get asked to do it, and I'm not going to be like, no, because it's my job. Right. I love this job. You know, I have health benefits and paid vacation, and I use the truck when I need it to move or to drive when my car's broke. I, you know, all this shit, they are so good to us, and he's just totally taking advantage of it, and it's pissing me the fuck off. So, Ryan, if you're listening to this shit, quit being a fucking douchebag. That's all I have to fucking say about that. Let's read some fucking emails.
Let's do, yeah, okay.
I'm sorry you guys had to hear that. This is my therapy. I just had to get it off my chest. And Ryan, just quit, okay? Not the job. Just quit being a douche. That's all I'm fucking saying. And now, another thing. This guy, you've seen him, right?
Yeah.
He's a big guy.
Yeah,
he plays
he
football and shit. Whatever. I don't care. I'm past caring. You know what? Let's be honest here. Remember back in high school, I did not like you. I was friends with you because you knew some of the same friends I had. But you were always fucking annoying as fuck. And you're still, you know, everyone's annoying. I know. I am annoying as
fuck. Yeah, everyone is annoying at some point.
But there's a time and a place for it. And usually most people will grow out of it.
Right.
He has not. He has like ADD or something. Like just... You've heard shows where he just comes in and I'm like, oh, hey, dude. And he just starts saying random shit. That's how he is all the time. He wasn't just doing that for the show's sake. That's like the opposite of Ben. How Ben is annoying in real life,
right.
But then he comes on the show that one time and he did good. I'm
impressed,
Ben. Good job. We will have you back next month. But Ryan is like that all the time, and it just gets under my skin, and he's
grow
like...
Grow up, dude.
Grow up, seriously. And another thing that pisses me off, it's not just him that does this, but there's another kid that works there that does this. They'll wait till, like, I'm almost done doing something, and then they'll come in and be like, oh, hey, do you need any help? And I just look at him, I'm like, really? I'm almost finished.
Well, that's why they
because
that way they don't have to help you.
I know that.
Yeah.
it seriously, you're getting paid. Do your job. I'm sick of doing everybody else's job. And the other thing I'm really fucking sick of there is everyone coming to me bitching about everybody else because I'm the neutral party or whatever. Because I'm friends, I guess, with everybody, which I am. I like the people I work with when they're not being douchebags. So just fucking grow up, be an adult, handle your fucking business. And if you can't handle your business, then quit. That's all I'm gonna fucking say about that. Dan from New Jersey. I like this guy. I like Dan.
Yeah,
Dan's
Dan,
a cool
you're cool.
Guy. Dan writes us, hey guys, what's up? I thought I would post in response to Matt's accusation. Ooh, that's a harsh word.
You know what? It's funny because I think...
You accused him.
I was the one that
I
did.
Kind of was you're... like, yeah, I bet. But you accused him.
Dan, come on.
It is getting
seriously,
hot.
You're going to take us seriously?
No.
I was joking.
It's all in fun.
Yeah, it's
I'm
all...
just saying...
Comedy!
Comedy! Yeah, Jesse Joyce, you funny motherfucker. He needs to come on our show.
Yeah, he does.
That would be awesome. But anyway, accusation this is hard to read. It's hot in here.
Yeah, it's getting
hot. We'll show you guys pictures of the studio. It is a very small room.
We'll have to get some fans for these windows.
Yeah, I don't know if a fan would pick up, though, in our lovely sound.
Oh, it probably would.
Okay, sorry. Anyway, accusation for me falling for a filthy online scam. I didn't fall for one, but some guy I used to be friends with did.
Of course, some guy,
was his name Dan from New Jersey? No,
right.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. did, and this is actually a really funny story. This is how I knew it would come down to money with that bot you were talking to. All online scams come down to money. Have you guys ever heard of the scam coming out of Africa that has to do with the inheritance of someone that just recently died?
I've heard of that.
Or whatever. Yeah. Well, apparently this guy I used to hang out with never heard of it. You have to know that this guy's a fucking retard, first of all.
Right,
because so
if he wasn't, he wouldn't have fell for it.
Right. One day I was hanging out with my buddy and he was all excited because apparently all his financial problems would be solved in about a week. Wow.
Have you read this yet?
No, not at all.
Oh.
I asked him how this was possible and he told me the most retarded story I've ever heard. He told me that he was exchanging emails with someone from Africa who told him that if he pretended to be the next of kin for some rich people that died in Africa, he would get at least $1 million. Wow. I've totally seen this scam. Well, it's one of those things where you just see the money and you're like,
right.
All my problems are solved, and you overlook all of
the
shit.
When you see the money thing, you just stop thinking logically. You don't think like, what is this guy sending me an email? He doesn't know me. I don't know him. Me, out of all people, get this email.
Well, it's money. What are the two things people try to get in life? Money and love. What are the two biggest scams on the internet?
Yeah.
Money and love.
I'm just saying.
And the love scam turns out to be for money.
Right. It's
so,
just, I don't know. It just seems so hard that.
Well, it's the American dream, dude. Make money and
have
to work.
I totally get that, but it's obviously bullshit, so I'm not going to fall for it.
We know. We're not total fucking retards like his friend seems. So.
The thing is, even if I didn't know that there were scams like that, I would know once I got that email.
Right.
Because I'm not retarded.
So my buddy totally believed this email and started to talk to the scam artist through the email and tried to negotiate some kind of deal with the scam artist. It actually went a step further than this because after a few emails were exchanged, they were calling each other.
Wow.
So the scam artist told my friend that he couldn't afford food for his children, and his wife was sick. So he asked my buddy for $90 because apparently if he didn't send this $90, the shit would never get his $1 million. What?
Weird.
Oh, the shit would hit the fan, his wife would die, and his children would starve, and my retard buddy would never get his $1 million. So my buddy sent the $90 to him. The next thing that happens is I told my friend that this is a scam. I told him I Googled it, and Google came up with all this shit about how this is a scam, but he wouldn't believe me. So my friend tells the scam artist that he thinks that the whole deal is bullshit. The scam artist faxes him a copy of the will, which says the next of kin will inherit all this money. So my friend believes this scam artist and fell for the entire thing. A couple days later, this guy says that he needs $100 to transfer the $1 million to my retard buddy's checking account. So, hey, give me $100, Braden.
Yeah.
So I can transfer you $1 million.
Right, because that makes sense.
Well, totally.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Let's see. Of course, he is stupid enough to send this money, of course. So the next thing you know, my buddy gives the scam artist his checking account number. That was smart.
Well, why don't you just send him your credit cards?
Right.
Your fucking testicles in a fucking box.
Yeah, no shit, right? Account number, because the guy wants to know where to send the $1 million to. So he is stupid enough to give this guy all his checking account info, and then the guy stole all his money out of... I'm sorry. Holy shit.
I'm glad you fucking deserve it.
Oh my god. And then stole all his money out of his checking account. Since the guy is from Africa, I highly doubt they will ever catch him. Is that because black people run fast?
Oh, comedy!
Comedy! I'm sorry. Since the guy is from Africa, he won't count him.
It's because he's far away.
Right, thank you. That was the comedy part.
Yeah, exactly.
The moral of the story is don't be a fucking retard and fall for online scams. If you do, go fuck yourself and don't complain.
If you do, boom, you're dead.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because you fucking deserve to have your money stolen. Which is true. And see, that was my point. These wouldn't exist if people weren't falling for
them. If you weren't stupid enough to fall for that, then you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Exactly. So the little Dinara update, the last thing I said to her was, I'm gonna send the money here, whatever.
Right.
She writes back, hello my lovely, how are you today? I miss you very much. I think minutes when I can see you. I would like to collect things right now and to sit on the plane and fly to you now, blah blah blah. Thank you that you want to help me. When you will send money, send me the full information on and MTCN, whatever that is. When I close my eyes all the time, I present our meeting with you and you imagine our meeting. I very much love you. My heart is ready to jump out of a breast when I think of you. Wow. That's weird, because when I think of her, I think of carving her heart out of her breast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess we're kind of on the same page.
That's something common.
Yeah, a little bit. Now the bot gets poetic.
Ooh.
I will go down with this ship, and I won't put my arms up and surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love and always shall be. My love you, my dear hugs, and a soft kiss on your warm lips. your Dinara.
How does she know your lips are warm?
I know, right?
That, I thought I was the only one that knew that.
That just, that blows me away. That, again, if you were a guy wanting to believe this, right, you would totally be in love with this.
Well, yeah, because I mean, she loves you, and you're dumb enough to believe it.
Right. Again, if anyone falls for this, you fucking deserve it. Yeah. So, you ready to do some news, finally?
It's, are we really going to do some news?
Hold on. Do you remember how to do some news?
I don't know. What do we do?
Oh, fuck me.
Do we play that game?
What's it called? Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Okay.
Wait.
Oh, God.
That was a state. Hold on. Yeah. Okay, are okay. Ready?
Fuck! Oh, I knew you were going with the scissors.
Me. All right. What do you got here?
You
episode 40, the big midlife crisis episode.
Oh, man. I didn't even figure out which one I wanted to do.
Well,
first.
Just pick one and go. 44 minutes here.
This one is called Boys Enjoyed Killing Two-Year-Old.
Wow.
Isn't that brutal?
That's pretty brutal.
Yes. Two brothers, aged 7 and 9, told psychiatrists they slowly, coldly tortured a 2-year-old girl to death. A revelation that has Argentines debating whether to do away with a law prohibiting the prosecution of minors for heinous crimes.
There, right there for the boom, you're dead law, both of them dead.
Yeah, now, I don't care how old you are. If you're able to do that at that age, you deserve to be punished for it.
Right, no matter if it was an accident. Well, yeah, if you don't accidentally kill somebody and then say you meant to do it.
Yeah,
if you know enough to kill somebody like
this was on
you're
purpose.
Dead.
This was
and
on purpose.
I want to get this out of the way now. I was listening to Keith and the Girl episode. I think it was the one before their latest one. One of their listeners wrote in and said that Keith had mentioned the boom, you're dead law before it was called that, but just the idea, the concept of it, back in episode 200, and they played a clip of it, and he mentioned it like we had mentioned it before they actually said this should be a law.
Right.
So it was yours. We concede it's your fucking thing, but we're still going to call it boom, you're dead.
Well, we came up with it, and we didn't even know that they already did it.
Right.
We're not copying you. We just... You know, great minds think alike.
That exactly. So we're definitely here with you guys. But yeah, I apologize for sending you emails saying that we thought of it first.
Email saying you're sorry.
I know. I should.
They already had Nick apologize.
Oh, God. Nick Starr, you're a fucking faggot. Patrick from Nobody Likes Onions, you're a fucking faggot. And your show fucking sucks. Oh, my God.
Nobody likes your show. Nobody Likes Onions.
I know. It is the most. We're going to save that for a whole nother episode. Cause
a whole episode right
oh,
there.
Oh, God. When I first started listening to podcasts, because they're in the comedy and that's
right.
What I like. And I couldn't even get through a whole episode. It just, their voice, I've never seen him, but he sounds like a big fat fuck. He's like, okay, guys, what do I want to talk about next? Oh, hold on.
I need some cupcakes.
Hold on, I'm hungry. Are any of you guys hungry? Let's break for something to eat. And then it sounds like he's talking while he's eating. Maybe that's why he has a food thing in the name of their show. I don't know. Your show fucking sucks. You want to go to war? Let's fucking do this.
Anyway.
Because I hate your show.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Back to the story.
Yes. You should be killed for making such an abomination.
Boom, you're dead.
Boom.
They understood her pain, but it did not move them. In some form, it gave them pleasure. Here, here.
Here, here. See, this is how serial killers are born. I bet those kids were neglected. They grow up, Argentina? Is that, that's not really third world, but it's not like how we live, you know, with all this convenience.
In
granted, all
parks
this convenience
and...
is turning us into just fat shits
right.
of people. Dude, hold on, I'm sorry. Speaking of fat people... It's so prevalent that even kids, I was at the junior high today and I ran up the stairs with my two water jugs, 100 pounds of water, and one of the kids, some little boy was like, you know, there's an elevator. And I looked at him and I was like, you know, if I took the elevator everywhere I went, I would be a big fat slob just like the rest of America.
Yeah.
And the little kid looked at me and he's like, well, not everyone's big and fat. I'm like, no, you're right. But most of them are, and that's why I run up and down the stairs.
Yeah.
It just, coming from a little kid, like, I've had that said to me by big, fat people that just sit at their office and just type all day. They're like, you know, you can drive a little closer. You know, there's an elevator. It's like, you know, I enjoy this. My body likes moving around.
You know, I don't want to be a fat piece of shit like you.
Exactly.
That's why I do this.
It just, it was weird coming from a little kid. You know, he was probably, what, 7th or 8th grade?
Mm-hmm.
And he just to be like, you know, you can take the stairs. And I don't know. Sorry. It just seemed weird.
Little Malagrasse disappeared from her home in the poverty-stricken Alamirante Brown neighborhood on Sunday. Her family found her body in a vacant lot 10 blocks away. She had been stripped naked, beaten, and strangled with a telephone cord that was found wrapped around her neck.
Now, see, that's not an accident.
Oh,
I was thinking...
No, it was on purpose.
Maybe if the kids were playing on something and one of them fell and fell into the other one and they fell and died. That's an accident.
Yeah, that's crazy, but that they even stripped her naked.
Right.
I mean...
See, it's
I was that age... How did they even come to think of doing that?
It's what
their parents
watch.
They must have been playing too much Grand Theft Auto.
It's their environment. It's what they're around. It's how they're brought up. It's granted, I don't believe that any child is born just evil like that. Unless, I don't know.
They're born into that.
Well, that's their environment.
Right.
You have to be neglected or abused, molested, all that shit to get that deep-seated evil and hatred inside you.
It's all about the environment.
As much as I hate people, I cannot believe that people are just born evil. I can't.
I agree with you.
I believe when everyone's born, you all start with the same base, okay? Now, from that base, depending on your environment and what your parents are like, how they raise you, all that stuff, that's where you develop and then you start making choices. Granted, I'm sure genetics and all that shit have a lot to do with it, but mostly it's your environment, what you're exposed to. So
right.
I think something had to have happened to these kids that made them
it's
do gotta that.
It's got to have something to do with the way they've been raised.
And what is that, South America? Because I'm thinking
if it was
Africa, I could understand because, you know, movies like, I don't want to say, well, going back to movies, but like when the dictators or whatever go through the villages and take all the little boys to put them in their army and shit. Now, I could see that happening and then, you know, those kids doing that kind of shit. But does that happen in South?
I don't
know enough about it
say. That definitely doesn't happen down
but
there.
It definitely does not justify that kind of behavior.
No,
boom,
definitely
you're
not.
Dead.
Let's see. Argentina law prohibits the prosecution of anyone under 18 years old.
No matter what they do?
No matter what. That's the law. No one under 18 years old.
So that's just a huge fucking exit right there.
Yeah.
That's an out to do
not
anything
here.
You fucking want. So that right there could be why. Because there's no consequence for your actions when you're until you're 18.
Do you think
those 18.
Kids know that, though? I mean, they're 9 and 7. Do you think they're aware of this law?
I don't know.
I don't
How
think
are
so.
They aware to strip somebody naked and strangle them to death?
I'm not sure.
I mean, and it was their sister, wasn't it?
No, it was a neighbor.
Oh, just a... Oh, that,
so some neighbor kid.
Or maybe that neighbor kid was just a bitch to him, and
yeah,
maybe she deserved... Maybe still, she stole their G.I. Joes. I don't know.
But still, like...
To strip them naked,
yeah,
that's
whether,
anger. That's,
yeah, when I was 9 or 7 years old, if someone pissed me off because they were, you know, a piece of shit... I wouldn't have thought, oh, I'm going to strip you naked and strangle with you with a telephone cord.
I mean, it's funny that you read that story because the case study in the serial killer book I'm on now is Kenneth Bianchi and the other guy, the Hillside Strangler. And that is what they did. They pretended to be cops and they kidnapped people or pretended to take them downtown, took them to their murder house, stripped them naked and just sodomized them, raped them in the ass, fucked them, and then strangled them. And that's exactly what that sounds like.
Yeah.
They're little Hillside Stranglers in training.
Why would they take her clothes off if they didn't rape her?
Well,
but then again, is a 9...
Did they know how? I mean,
yeah,
I don't understand
they...
that.
That's me
that
neither.
That blows my fucking mind. Humanity. Amazing.
Wow. Instead, such juveniles are generally held in youth homes until they reach 18 when they are released without further punishment.
And then they wait to see if they do it again, and then they punish them.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit. What... Okay... What good are these kids going to contribute to any kind of society?
Right, they've
I don't care.
Already done this.
I don't
I
care.
I mean, what? How are they ever going to be able to make up for that? That's already in their mind. They're already thinking like that.
That stays with you.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to carry that on to being when you get older, and you're going to be fucked up like that.
Exactly. Just kill them now. I don't hate to say it. I love that. You did that shit. You deserve to fucking die. Exactly. That's all.
That's pretty much
it.
Is that
it?
Yeah.
All right, well.
They haven't really decided on what they're going to do or anything yet, so.
Yeah, what they need to do is change the law to, boom, you're dead.
Right.
And then kill them.
See, here, it all depends on the severity of the crime, I think.
No, here, I believe it depends on if you knew what you were doing. If you are old enough to know right from wrong.
Right. You aren't old enough to be tried as an adult.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I got
to... But then again, if you're old enough to be tried as an adult and to be aware of that, why can't you drink or smoke weed or
exactly. Because
like
this whole society is fucked up.
Yep.
So I got a story here that kind of... hit on what I went through and
that hits home, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It hits home right there on my arm. But
yep, right in that fucking
this is
huge
what
vein.
I was saying. This shit is just blowing out of control. The headline is prescription drug abuse surging.
Just like you predicted.
I'm glad they're finally realizing this.
Yeah, they need to do something about it.
This comes out of LA. Healthcare workers and dishonest patients are filling U.S. streets with potentially addictive prescription medications. Also contributing to the problem are pharmacy thefts, robberies, and burglaries. What is the difference between theft, robbery, and burglary?
Yeah, isn't that all the same thing?
Nice, LA. Additionally, there are prescription forgeries and internet pharmacies that require little information before shipping drugs, the newspaper said.
It's because they just want to give this shit away.
It's because the drug companies want to make their fucking money.
Well, just like
oil It's just
drugs.
Like the oil companies. It's right. just like the alcohol manufacturers. It's just like anything. But this shit is unfucking believable what this does to you, and I can say that because I know. It blows me away that this is just all over the place, and that people are like, here, we think your life will be better if you take this. And granted, it will be, but if you create that monster, you have to be prepared to feed it for the rest of their lives.
Right.
Because
when someone, I heard from a friend the exact thing, but I think after a year of taking oxys, it takes another 3 to 4 years after that to slowly get you off of it.
Well, no, I when I first went to rehab the first time, I got off of it in 30
no,
days.
No, but I mean when someone's taking it as prescribed some kind of thing and they're getting it, they don't need it anymore, it takes them 4 years to try and get them off of it.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It
That's how addictive it
destroys
is.
Destroys everything. It changes your brain chemistry. Fucking
permanently.
Now, granted, if you're dying soon, then go for it.
Right.
You know,
make your life as least miserable as
exactly.
possible
if
until
I,
you die.
If I had cancer, I would be shooting up all the fucking time still, but no.
Right, you're going to die soon anyway.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter at that point.
It's crazy that what really, I don't want, it doesn't upset me, it doesn't piss me off, it kind of upsets me that kids are getting into this because you can't buy alcohol, so you can't, you know, smoke weed and shit because it smells and parents will know. So what do? They go and look in their parents' medicine cabinets. What's this? And boom, there it is.
They're addicted.
Another addict is born, and it's so fucking sad. And they're like, they think it's okay because it's a prescription. A doctor said,
it's legal.
It's okay. Exactly.
That's why.
It's unbelievable.
That's why they just need to legalize all this shit just so it's there. If you do decide to do it, you can do it as safely as possible without having to go on the street and deal with these shitty low lives to get
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
At least you're being safe.
The people that are going to abuse it, they'll die.
Yeah.
They'll OD
and
they'll
die. And the people who are going to take it every once in a while and have a good time, then they'll just have a good
time.
See,
that's
it.
You have to have such a strong will to just say, well, I'm just going to do this once in a while. Because the first time you do
I'm only going to try
it's
meth
the
once.
Most amazing... Not just once.
Just once.
It's the most amazing feeling. So then the next day you wake up and you're like, I'm going to get a little high.
Yeah.
And then the next day you're like, I'm going to get a little high.
I'm just going to
get a
little
high. And then the next day you don't and you get sick.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what the fuck just happened to me?
Yeah, you're like, I better get high. high.
Exactly.
And I don't want to be sick.
The next thing you know, you're fucking shooting up dope, fucking mortgaging off your house, mm-hmm. and losing everything
sucking dick.
Sucking dick, yeah.
How were those days for you?
Sucking dick.
How many
for
dicks
fun?
Did you suck for Aussies?
I never did that. I always had money to pay for it.
Really? I find that hard to believe.
Really?
Yeah.
You think I've had a dick in my mouth?
Well, not for Oxys, but I know you've
for
had it.
For fun? For push pops?
Yeah. We got to get that cleared. You were thinking the ice cream push-ups.
I was thinking push-ups
yeah.
is the uncircumcised penis.
Right, not push pops.
But push pops
also.
They're
both the same. They're about the same.
What I was talking about, the ice cream was a push-up.
They
I'm
look
sorry.
Pretty much the same, though.
Right, and I believe it was your mom that
yeah, my
corrected
mom corrected
us.
You.
We're sitting at his, this is great. We're sitting at his house, and I'm like, what was that ice cream called? It had the little plastic thing around it with the straw, and you pushed it up, and it was like sherbet. And all of a sudden, she comes in, and she's like, push-ups.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah. And she's like, you said it. You push up. I was
right?
like, oh, thanks, Braden's mom. You want to have sex?
Well,
I know. I'm
you still
kidding.
Haven't asked her about
no,
that.
No, because I have a girlfriend now. I don't
yeah.
I don't even think
you're
about
it. You're not
going
to sink that low
fuck
anymore?
No, I would never, ever cheat on Jasmine, no. ever. No, she, oh, God. I am completely satisfied.
Maybe Jasmine would be down, too.
Wow. I don't think so. Okay,
no?
Back to the story. Quote, unlike illicit drug use, which shows a continuing downward trend, prescription drug abuse has seen a continual rise through the 90s and has remained stubbornly steady during recent years. Now, why is that? Perhaps because it's the most addictive substance on this planet?
And they
or
probably give it away as easy or easier than any other drug you could
right.
possibly get.
It, or because the market's flooded with
yeah.
it. Doctors,
they're so willing to just give it to people.
Because they get a cut, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about money. It
Well, you know,
pisses
the whole
off.
The whole pharmaceutical company, no matter what drug it is, it's all about money. It's not about helping people get better. Otherwise, we would start seeing these cures for, I don't know, AIDS, stuff like that.
Exactly.
Because they do exist.
Okay, the thing is, it is not profitable to cure. It
right.
is profitable to treat
because
symptoms.
Once someone is cured, they don't need to buy
exactly.
their product anymore. So once everyone's cured, there's no more money
so
in it.
Let's prolong it and just treat the symptoms so you have to continually take a pill every morning just to feel normal.
And keep putting money in their pocket.
That is so fucked. Way to go, adult America. Congratulations.
It's nice to know how much people care about each other.
Oh, completely. It makes me sleep easy at night
yeah,
listening
definitely.
To my neighbor's television.
Right.
Local law enforcement officials say the illegal use of prescription drugs as street narcotics has surged. Quote, what we are seeing is that prescription drugs are quickly becoming the drug of choice and abuse. Wow.
It's because prescription drugs are so easy to get because they're legal.
It's fucking bullshit. It is ruining people. Pretty soon, we are going to be a nation of big, fat, pill-addicted, junkie
slobs. Oh, we already are a nation of addicts. It's just what
right,
your drug
but
is.
But take that. Now, imagine it worse.
Well, we already have 9-10 million people addicted to World of Warcraft.
Oh,
and
God.
Then we
don't,
got all of
don't
our pill
even,
junkies
don't even,
and all of our heroin addicts.
Don't get me started on World of Warcraft. I have lost friends to that shit.
Yeah.
And I call it shit. Not to give shit a bad name, mm-hmm. but because I...
Well, being addicted to that game is no different. I mean, it is. But really, it's no different than being addicted to heroin,
yeah,
really.
Well, if you
it
look
destroys
at,
you
if you
just
look
as much,
at,
pretty much.
If you look at what it does in the brain chemically, it lights up the center that's
right.
like the pleasure. It's
yeah.
So you play that game. It's a reward-based game. Every time you play it for a certain amount of time, something else happens, and that's where you get the pleasure
right.
from.
It's a,
just
yeah,
like,
it's a rush.
Just like sticking a needle in your arm, you get that rush. That pleasure center lights up. It,
well, they even did a study on this. Like, and we watched
yeah,
that thing
that
with
movie,
World of Warcraft.
Am I normal?
Yeah.
They
well,
compared all that
right.
shit.
World of Warcraft, it affects the same parts of your brain as a drug would.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So it's just as addictive to someone who is, you know, really easy to get addicted to stuff. And like they also
well, it's
a,
anyone. If you have a brain,
right.
that it happens.
But some people have a higher tolerance. Some people
well, no,
can,
some people have more self-control.
True,
it's
yeah.
Not,
right.
It has nothing to do with tolerance. It's
yeah.
all about
true.
Do you want to sit here and become a fat, lazy slob
yeah.
playing World of Warcraft the
there's
rest
a,
of your life.
There was another thing I saw. They were looking at gambling. Because
yeah, my online internet gambling. Yeah, you just keep doing it because when you almost hit, it lights up.
Well,
more
they compared it. They compared it to cocaine more than everything. Because they compared a cokehead to someone who's addicted to like slot machines and stuff like that, and it's exactly the same. Those sounds, those lights, they all affect the same part of your brain as a drug would.
Have you ever done coke?
No, I haven't.
When you do coke, it's one of those things where you do it. Well, I don't know if everyone's like this. If you guys have experience with this, email us info@thejamhole.com. But when I do it, or did it, I haven't done it in forever. And I used to be the kind of person, it was in this Atmosphere song that says, I'll only do it if someone else has it. Now,
If it's free, I'll.
Yeah. But what you do is, and if you're around people, you do it until it's gone. And you try and put some away for later, and then you just end up doing it. It's a constant thing. Like, you do a little bit, and then, like...
And another problem with that is it only lasts, you know, a little while.
Well, right, that's
so
why
you
gotta
do
more.
You gotta keep taking it to keep this going.
And the higher you get, the shittier you're gonna feel the next day.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same with any drug. The higher you get, the lower you end
Except
up.
Except one drug...
Marijuana.
Exactly.
The most perfect drug.
It's just the higher you get, the hungrier and more tired you get afterwards.
I don't even like calling it a drug. It's not. It's a plant.
It just grows like
okay,
that.
Okay, if you call marijuana a drug,
according to Cat Williams,
then you have to call apples and oranges a drug.
Pretty
because
much.
It all grows from plants. Yeah. That's all.
I mean, it's natural.
Exactly.
Most drugs, you know, you gotta do stuff to it.
Did you just itch your balls? I totally saw that. That's your leg.
These are my balls right here. Now I'm scratching it. You wow. like that?
I love it.
Yeah, you like that? I'm still doing it.
Take your pants off.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's both take our pants off.
All right, we'll be right back.
All right.
All right. Well, next story. What do you got here? Episode 40. We're going to do all these news stories just to make up for the last two episodes.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a little
because,
long,
hey, this is episode 40. We only do one episode 40 ever.
Right, this is the only episode 40 you're ever going to get of this.
Ever.
Ever.
So enjoy this shit.
Yes. This one is called 54 Sickened at Hospital After Farmer's Chemical-Fueled Vomit Generates Toxic Gas.
Wow. Oh, we don't have our bell.
Oh.
Shit. Put that on the list. We need to buy a bell. But you know what I've been noticing when you read stories? You read them like a story. You're like, this one is called... This one is called, it's just a way
to get into the
story.
Yeah,
like you don't like just read the headline. You're like, this one is called, I don't know, I just noticed that. It's pretty good.
Hey.
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah. What were you going to say now?
I don't know.
I just killed you with kindness.
I was going to say fuck you, but you were just.
But I like
you
it.
You were so nice to me. I just can't
I know.
Be mean now.
Kill them with kindness.
I love you, man.
And then when they turn around, you fucking stab them in the back.
Okay, well now that I know that's coming. All right, 54 people were sickened at a hospital here after inhaling toxic gas from the vomit of a man who had apparently swallowed an agricultural chemical to kill himself.
You know what I call that?
What?
A pretty good start.
Sorry. Wow, that sucked.
That would have been a ding.
Yeah, I don't know. It was
all right. Well, no, I meant the 54 dead part.
Right.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
At least you took, you know, well, actually, it said 54 sickened.
Oh.
No one died.
What?
Yeah.
Why are we even reading it then?
I don't know. It's because it's funny.
Oh, okay.
The 34-year-old farmer was admitted to Kumamoto Red Cross Hospital in Kumamoto around 10:50 p.m.
Is that Japan?
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Do you think...
I wish we had that clip Tim plays.
Oh, yeah. The crazy ethnic. Or no, the Japanese one.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool.
That one's funny. Wednesday, after apparently swallowing an agricultural chemical to commit suicide.
You know what?
Huh.
You rack a discipline.
He vomited while undergoing treatment, generating toxic chlorine gas, and died shortly afterward.
Out of his, like, he vomited the gas?
No, well, he threw it up. And the gas released from the chemical that was in his vomit.
That's fucked up. So chlorine gas, he must have drank bleach and ammonia. Because if you mix bleach and ammonia, it creates chlorine gas.
Right.
Kids, please, try that at home. Wait, don't try that. Whatever.
It says what...
We did that once a long time ago. We took a 2-liter.
Yeah.
This was back when the Anarchist Cookbook was all popular on the internet.
Right. Now it's old school.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, that
shit's
shit
out
now.
Of date now.
Now kids are going to school shooting up shit.
Right.
Not drugs, but I mean like with guns.
Yeah,
like,
that's the cool thing to do.
Right. But yeah, we took a 2-liter and poured like half of it full of bleach, and then we poured in a like just... ammonia,
right?
Like pure ammonia.
Fuck,
capped it real quick and fucking threw it over the fence at Rawson Field. And fucking like 2 minutes later, we heard this.
Oh, did you ever see
this green gas started like just?
Yeah.
In
did
a
you ever see that
of...
video on the internet where they did that? They added the chlorine and then they added the ammonia in this bottle and then they put the lid on it and the kid just starts shaking it and boom, it blows
no
up in his
shit.
Hand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Did you ever see
no.
that? Oh, wow. That's
what a tard.
Yeah. That's an
that's
old
like
video.
When we used to make dry ice bombs out of fucking.
That's fun.
1 gallon milk containers and fucking water. And you just cap it and toss it out or put it in a mailbox and holy shit.
You can only
the hard
buy...
part. Was getting the dry ice into the thing. Into
right.
the thing.
Well, yeah,
the
so
milk
fuck,
container.
You can't touch it because
right.
it's so cold,
and
that's a pretty small hole.
We didn't think about that when we bought it. It
right.
came in a big block, so we're like, what the fuck? So he fucking, Bob grabs his shirt and like fucking trying to break it up. Oh, it was a mess.
Wow.
But yeah, we blew up some shit back then.
Nice.
Back in the days of the lawn jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just good old trusty sparkler bombs.
Well, those are fun too.
Yeah,
but...
they're so loud.
Oh,
that's what
yeah.
I like.
And that, yeah.
Oh!
See, we were trying to do, you know, something different.
Something a little more creative.
Yeah, and dry ice is just fun in general.
Right, dry ice. Yeah, I love dry ice.
Fuck yeah.
Great. A total of 54 people near him, including doctors and patients, fell ill. Of them, 10 were admitted to hospitals, including the Red Cross Hospital, while the 44 others who were not in serious condition are steadily recovering. That's boring. Mm. I can't even say that. A bottle of chloropicrin?
Chloroform?
No.
No?
It's like chloropicrin, I think, is what
all
it's
right.
called. But that's, yeah, that's what he took.
Is that the scientific pronunciation?
I sure hope so. An agricultural chemical that is legally designated as a poisonous substance was found at his home in Kashi Kumamoto.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Investigators suspect that he swallowed the chemical to kill himself. Yeah, I believe you said that once already.
So, okay, we have a guy here that tried to kill himself. Let's take him to the hospital and heal him. That's a good use of resources.
It's like, yeah, well, he tried to kill himself. Well, let's, you know, not let him.
Oh,
good idea.
Way to go, society.
Wow.
All right, next story here. This one is called 16-year-old...
See, now you're doing it.
I was doing it for you.
Yeah, you should do it every time. That'll
this,
be our thing.
This one is called 16-year-old chopped into pieces.
It's just a way to get the story introduced.
All right.
That's all.
In a gruesome murder...
Don't be a discriminator, Matt.
Hey, I ain't discriminating. All
right.
All right. In a gruesome...
I'm just going to keep interrupting you.
I'm going to just punch you in the face.
Oh, I sure hope so.
But I'm going to put your face right by my mic
so you
can get the crisp sound of the...
Right.
That's gold.
Oh, man. Look at those spikes.
I know. That was me hitting
that
face.
That's what my face getting smashed would look like.
That's exactly
in sound waves.
What it would look like. All right. In a gruesome murder, 16-year-old girl was chopped into pieces and her flesh stripped off and dumped at a local market where meat was sold. A Hong Kong newspaper says.
Ding
dong. This, whoever did this, Raka Disciplin.
Yeah, definitely. I think they did this because she Raka Disciplin.
Oh, that she might have Raka Disciplin.
I think she Raka Disciplin.
Maybe she was Ronery.
You Raka Disciplin. Like that Arnold clip?
Yeah, she was Ronery.
You Raka Disciplin.
Police have charged a 24-year-old man with the murder of Wong Ka Mui, 16.
Wow.
Who was... I'm sorry, guys. That's just funny to me. Who was missing since last month, Hong Kong newspaper said. According to the paper, Wong had been taking drugs, the Wong drugs.
Oh, that was lame.
That was mine, thanks. Had been taking drugs with the man, transport worker Ting Kai Tai.
That's a nice one.
I'm not even kidding. That's
sure
what it
that's
says.
How they would say it.
Ting Kai Tai. His... apartment in Kowloon when she told him she wanted to die. Police said the Ting then chopped off Wong's head. Oh, whoa. I thought it said chopped off the wong. Oh, wow. This is great. Police said...
Asians are so silly.
Oh, I know. But the females are so fine.
Oh. Yeah. No, the thing is about Asian women...
What's the thing about Asian women?
The thing about Asian women is that they're either really ugly or they're just gorgeous.
There's no in between.
There's no in between. There's no okay. They're
that
just
is
hot
true.
As hell or like... Ew.
That is true.
Yeah,
I've never
isn't that
thought,
weird?
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't think of Whoa. One that's just,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I know.
Like, when I went to school here, there was an Asian girl. Mm-hmm. Well, I think she was Korean, but, you know,
well, that's Asian.
Same shit. Yeah. And she was just gorgeous. Yeah. But then I've seen some ugly fucking
right.
Asians.
How many fives have you seen that are Asian?
That is weird.
I know, right?
Holy shit, Batman. What the fuck? Do you think they do that on purpose?
How do they do that on purpose?
Genetic selection. I don't know.
That's just the way their semen is, I guess.
There's no ugly sperm. It's,
nope. No, it's,
there's no nor. Okay,
yeah,
yeah.
There's either
my bad.
Just yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Fuck off.
Go.
Police said ting, then chopped ding! Off Wong's
you have
head.
You have to say ting and Wong.
Wong. Wong's head and limbs, and stripped off her flesh, some of which he flushed down the toilet. Like babies.
Yeah. Cunt
nice.
Turds. They're not babies anymore. They're cunt turds.
Oh, my bad,
once, Kat. Once they hit the toilet and it goes bloosh.
Bloosh.
It's a cunt turd.
The best one still is when that chick upper decked that toilet
yeah.
with the
oh,
dead
yeah.
cunt turd. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Just, this looks like a good place to hide a dead fetus.
The rest of the flesh was dumped at Shek Kip Mai Market, which contains a number of butcher shops. According to Hong Kong paper, the flesh was placed among meat that had been discarded by butchers.
Oh.
So, if you went there, you might have bought the Wong meat.
Yeah,
thank
here
you.
Or here.
God, we could do this all night. We might, actually. Episode 40. Oh, God, that was great. However, this meat was sometimes collected to be turned into cooking fats and oils. After dumping Wong's flesh at the market, Ting then allegedly weighed down Wong's head and
wow.
I can't do this. Oh,
you
God.
You guys have such funny names.
Wong, oh, man. And limbs with bricks and threw them off Kowloon City Pier into the bay. According to the paper, Wong arrived at Ting's apartment
the Wong paper.
After he hired a prostitute over the internet.
Probably a prostitute, if I may say so myself.
You may. Wong's sister and mother doubted she was dead and did not believe she had become a prostitute.
They were dead long. I could go forever on these.
Dead Wong. Oh, wow. Nice, dude. I thought I had exhausted. I was
yeah.
trying to think of one while I was reading
oh, man.
It. I couldn't come up with it. Thank you. Oh, wow. Wong's sister and mother doubted she was dead and did not believe she had become a prostitute. Ting has been charged with the...
Ting!
Ting! Has been charged with the murder and has faced court, but the case has been adjourned, the paper
oh,
said.
Oh, man, if we had
so
our
what
bell,
the, what
instead of saying his name, you could just ring the bell.
Oh, that would have been fun. Or yeah. if we had... You should... Oh, you should have ran in the kitchen and grabbed a bunch of silverware. And we
yeah,
could have just tossed
banging,
it.
Yeah.
So, I don't understand. It says Ting has been charged with the murder and has faced court, but the case has been adjourned. So, what does that mean? He
I
got
think
off?
Here.
Nice.
Well, I think what it means is this has happened before. It actually did you see that movie, The Exorcism of Emily Rose?
Yes.
Well, excellent you know
movie.
How they were like
I like all those exorcist
yeah,
movies,
those are cool
even
movies.
Though it's, you know, all psychological.
Right.
It's,
well, it's based
it's
off
just,
a true story. But
I
the
like
thing
the
is about that is I can believe that that stuff is possibly real, but it doesn't have to have anything to do with God or
no,
the devil.
No, it's all psychological.
Right, it's
disorder,
just what you
I'm
think
sure.
it is. Yeah.
Right.
It's whatever you think it is. So.
Right.
Anyway, you know how they said he did it, but he didn't have to go to jail.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
it might
okay.
be that. They know he did it, and he's guilty of what he did, but
so,
he got off on it here.
So the... So the attorney just comes in and is like, Your Honor, my client, Raka Discipline.
Yes.
And the judge was like, adjourn.
Adjourn.
Oh, God. So do you think the judge...
he made the Wong decision, I believe.
Yeah, I was going to say the Wong case.
Whoa.
Oh, please read us the next and final story for you.
This one is called...
Is this the Wong one or the white one?
I'm pretty sure this is the white one. The white?
Wow.
Okay.
It's on white paper. Does that count?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, please.
All right.
We've beat this dead horse and chopped it up into pieces and weighed it down.
And peeled its skin off and flushed it down the toilet. Okay. This one's called Photographer Speared by Javelin at Utah Meet. This was the one you wanted.
This picture was just brutal. Yes. It distorted. And now that we're doing the story, we're going to do it.
Right.
Oh, God.
Right.
Hey, this is a case of the Wong place at the Wong time. Boom! Come on!
Comedy!
That was good. Just when you thought we exhausted all the possibilities. Dun, dun.
We can never exhaust all the possibilities. It's just not funny anymore.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, continue.
I guess I can read this now. Newspaper photographer got a little too close to the action here at the state high school track championships and was speared through the leg by a javelin.
Wow.
Ryan McGeaney of the Standard Examiner.
That's important.
Yeah. Was spared serious injury on Saturday's mishap and even managed to snap a photo of his speared leg while others worked to help him.
Well, fuck yeah. I mean, how often is something like that ever gonna happen? I would definitely, if I'm gonna go through that, I'm gonna want a picture to remember it.
Quote, if I didn't, it would be my editor's first question when I got back.
Why the fuck didn't you take a picture?
Where's the picture?
I'm sorry, I was busy crying my fucking eyes.
Yeah, I was kind of screaming because I imagine a javelin. By the way, the javelin went like right through his fucking kneecap and like all the way through.
I think,
those things aren't even sharp.
Well, kind of. They're pointy. They're not like a needle or nothing. Like that had to have fucking hurt.
Oh, it probably hurt more than something sharp would.
Well,
at least that's
cause
a clean cut.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just like boom. Yeah, that would hurt.
Man. I can't. Oh, and they're big too. That's not like a knife, you know, where it's real thin,
right?
Or like your dick, where it's real small and thin. Here.
Oh, you sure enjoyed it when it was in your ass
because it was so small and thin. Oh, now what? What? Yeah, what?
How?
Read your fucking story.
There's no way you could have enjoyed it if it was small and thin because your ass is so fucking stretched out.
You don't want to continue this.
Oh, I do, my
friend.
Read
your fucking story, my friend.
Let's do this.
You rack a discipline.
I'm not even going to read this. Let's go. We're going to war.
This one is...
Hey. Okay.
Do you want to go to war, Mike? I think you're to
war. You just know that I'm going to fucking beat your ass here, and you just want me to...
Hey, just know that I'll let you.
Okay.
Just so you don't cry and tell your mom on me.
Right.
You little
And then my mom won't want to fuck
you
anymore.
You little tattletale bitch. Read, monkey. I love you.
No, you don't.
I do.
The 33-year-old McGeaney, an ex-Marine who spent 6 months in Afghanistan, was taking pictures of the discus event and apparently wandered into off-limits area. Well, that's his fucking dumb fault.
Yep.
Set aside for the javelin throw.
You would think, like, a trained Marine would have a better sense of what's going on
around
what's
him. Off-limits?
Like, those guys are always scanning. They do, like, when I drive at night,
they're like
I'm
the Terminator.
Constantly scanning back and forth looking for deer and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Like, he just didn't know.
Yeah.
I think it was a plan to get this newspaper some, publicity.
Striking just below the knee, the javelin tip went through the skin and emerged on the other side of his leg.
Ouch.
Yes.
I cannot imagine that.
Wow. Okay. Quote, it wasn't real painful. I was very lucky in that it didn't hit any blood vessels, nerves, ligaments, or tendons.
Well, that's, I could see that because Marines, I mean.
Right. They probably have a high pain tolerance.
Well, I was just
going
to say
they're
trained to just not feel.
Right. Or just to be able to stand it.
Yeah.
You know, they just have, you know, a lot of self-control. Much of the jhelum was cut off at the scene. The piece in McGinney's leg was removed at the hospital, and he received 13 stitches.
And a bunch of painkillers, Welcome to hell, buddy.
Yes.
But you know what? I'm really surprised he didn't, like, start having flashbacks, rip the javelin out of his leg, and, like, throw it back at the motherfucker that threw it at him.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't, like, an Afghan assassination attempt.
Check this out. Quote, one of the first things that came to my mind was, good thing we brought a second javelin.
Here.
Wow.
Good thing you're a fucking douche.
Yeah.
Christ.
And by the way, that quote was from the person who threw the javelin, Anthony Miles.
Oh, man. If I got... I would have been like, yeah, so now I can shove two up your ass,
right.
You little prick.
Well, you already got one in a leg. I might as well shove one through the other.
What a... That's an interesting story. All right, yeah, okay. Last story here, and then we'll get out of here. We're already cut out. Yeah. This one is called Documents, : Man Killed Father After... Being... Wow.
That was an accident.
Wow. Wow. Thank you for
that. We
can
edit that out.
No, I'm not even gonna. Well, that's all on you,
bud. I don't care.
Man killed father after being raped. Yes, raped. Cortez, Colorado, a Montezuma County man charged with killing his father, told police he shot his father in the head after he was raped by the man, then dismembered the body and fed flesh to... What do you think? He fed the flesh to
his neighbors.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Would you like to phone a friend?
No.
You are absolutely wrong. Wong.
Here.
Coyotes is the correct answer. We were looking
for
coyotes.
I bet that wasn't the first time he shot his dad in the head. That was just the first time with a gun.
I bet that wasn't the first time his dad raped him in the ass. Here. All right.
Well, that's where him shooting his dad in the head.
Boo. Jeremiah R. Berry, 20, was charged with second-degree murder Wednesday in county court in the death of Jack Berry, 42, who had been missing since February. Detectives found body parts at several locations in the county. Now, see, this guy was just exercising the boom, you're dead law.
Yeah.
His dad raped him. Boom,
you're dead. And he fucking
killed
him. He took justice into his own hands.
That's right. Let him go. Yeah. You know what? And I bet he didn't do... Like,
and he even fed some coyotes. I mean,
I know
that's great.
A model citizen.
Yes, I wish everyone could be like him. I mean, if I got raped, I'd want to kill the person who raped
me. Yeah, in a second. I wouldn't get raped to begin with.
Well,
like,
yeah,
I would
but I'm
kill,
just,
yeah, but
you know,
if,
hypothetically speaking,
right? You mean like when you got raped?
Right.
Right. Okay.
Wait.
But
wait. Back,
no, too late.
Back this
nope.
train up here.
That train has left, my friend.
Okay.
But no, if someone tried to rape me,
You would kill them. Yeah.
Yeah, I would kill. I would no. I wouldn't even
let
kill
them. Rape me.
I would cut the dick off. Fuck them with it, and then boom, you're dead.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. Jeremiah Berry told police he shot Jack Berry in a canyon on about February 19th, according to the sheriff's office search warrant.
On about, that's more than about, I imagine.
Right, well, yeah. He says father told him that day he had been told by God his son needed a sex change to become... his wife.
Wow.
He said Jack Berry.
Hello, honey.
He said, spread him.
I like how we both thought
nice.
That.
Fucking bucks.
Up against the wall, toots.
Steak mouth. he said Jack Berry then raped him. So, I like how they bring God into this.
Right.
God said, hey, God, if you want us to believe in you, quit doing shit like this.
Right.
You may find it very amusing when you tell someone's dad to rape them.
Yeah.
It's not
if
funny.
If you want us to believe in you, instead of telling someone to rape someone,
well,
tell us you exist.
Okay,
how about
hold
that?
Hold on. If you do believe in that, that does make sense. Because if you think about it,
well,
because
if you do believe in that, anything
hold on.
Should make sense.
No, God is kind of a rapist.
Dude, God
Mary,
is a fucking asshole.
Mary?
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit fucked Mary so she could give birth to Jesus?
But Mary's a virgin, remember?
Because it was a spirit.
Well,
but that's still God.
But
if you
does
believe,
anal sex count?
Oh, God. Thank you.
Because,
you
I
believe...
mean, you could still fuck her in the ass, right? And she'd be a virgin. And if you blow it in her ass, I mean, and she, like, has a cum fart, you know? It could, like...
Okay,
you
I want,
know you, know
I want
I'm going?
You to stop right here.
Yeah?
Put yourself in my downstairs neighbor's shoes right now.
Okay.
What you just said...
Right.
Wow.
Well, like, anything we said before that was any better.
Well, yeah, but I just thought really? Of it just now.
Yeah, like, because you weren't saying it,
if
and
you,
I was.
If you started listening right about now, right. you'd be like, what the fuck?
I'm going up there.
Yeah. Party over here. Ooh, hey. Holy shit. But yeah, if you believe in the Holy Trinity, God the Father, Son, the Holy yeah. Spirit, that is 3-in-1, 1-in-3, buy one, get one free, whatever. Then yeah, I could see God wanting to rape things. He's right.
Well, look at all the people he's fucking
like
murdered.
He's like a sex offender. He has a past history of this.
He
I'm just
is
saying.
The ideal candidate for the boom you're dead law.
God?
Yeah.
Nice.
Above everyone, he should be shot.
You
first.
Know what? Just what? For that, God damn it. Oh. Will you grab that, please? Just for that right there, when you die, I kind of hope God exists now, just yeah. so you can go.
I'll still give him the finger. I'll be like, fuck you, God. I hate you.
Big words, little man. Big yeah. words. Back to the story here. After the shooting, Jeremiah Berry said he stabbed the body 199 times and dismembered the body, feeding flesh to coyotes. So do you really think he counted? He was like 1, 2, 3. Four, you know, all the way to 199.
No, well, what happened?
It, hold on. If you did that, why not 200? Why 199? That's a weird number.
It's just, I don't know. It's just, it's got a good ring to it.
199?
Yeah, it's just, you know. Any really? More is over. Is overdoing.
Is overkill.
Here, here.
What?
I don't know.
That wasn't even.
No.
Oh God. Let's see. After the shooting, he did that. Fed the body to coyotes. Over the next 2 days, Jeremiah Berry carried the body parts out of a canyon in buckets. Jeremiah told officials he placed buckets containing body parts in a storage room at a dog kennel and disposed of a pistol, axe, and knives in the Animas River in Durango, the document said.
See, if we had this law, he wouldn't have to do any of that shit.
Exactly.
He could just kill him and you could get him cremated or whatever the
he
fuck
was
you want.
Well, fuck it. Kill him and whatever. Burn it.
Feed the whole body to the coyote.
Yeah, but see, he was doing that to hide the body because,
right, because
he's
of,
scared. He doesn't want to go
scared?
To jail. He got raped. This father got what he was coming to him or on him. Here, here. Sorry. But seriously, what kind of a fucked up world do we live in that it was his dad. It wasn't even a stranger.
Right.
It was his own flesh and blood. Fucked him and said, not only fucked him, but said, God wants you to have a vagina so that we can get hitched.
Yeah, so I'm gonna fuck you in the ass.
He deserves to die. I
Definitely.
Say let this guy
I
would have
killed him for
we
him.
Should find out where he's being held and just start writing letters and being like, really? Let
yeah.
him go. Unless he has a criminal record and a history of this shit,
yeah.
let him go. If he has a clean record, I say he's
right.
free
if
to go.
If he's never done any bad shit that he's gotten caught doing.
Exactly. Let him go.
Yeah, I mean, that's... What would you do if your dad raped you?
Exactly. And that's what I would say. If this happened to me, I would go in front of the judge and be like, Judge, if your dad raped... First of all, if your dad said God wanted you to get a sex change so you guys could get married and then raped you, what the fuck would you do? Just sit there and take it like a man?
Yeah, does
fuck no.
Wanting, does killing him seem that far-fetched?
Not
no,
at all.
Not,
not
at, all.
At all. Boom, you're dead. What a piece of shit. Jeremiah Berry told officials he placed the, he is being held, I'm sorry, I already read that, wow.
Oh, nice, dude.
Fuck off.
Nice.
Jeremiah,
nice.
You know, listening to, like, Keith and the Girl in Distorted View when they read news stories,
yeah.
they do that sometimes.
What?
And you don't hear their co-host calling them out on it, you fuck.
I only call you out on it because you call me out on my
I
shit.
I wouldn't call you out on it if you wouldn't do it so much.
There you go.
Fuck off.
If you wouldn't fucking lose your spot every time you stopped reading, I wouldn't call you out on
Are
it
you done?
Ever. Yeah, I'm done now.
Okay. Jeremiah Berry.
I mean, seriously, dude.
Oh, wow.
What? No, okay.
I am going to fuck you in the face. Jeremiah Berry is being
Keep
held
dreaming.
At the county. Fuck off. At the county detention center on $500,000 bond. A preliminary hearing is set for June 20th. I say we kind of keep an eye on this.
Yeah, we
this
should.
This is fucked.
Yeah.
Let's see. The judge agreed to unseal some documents and court orders. Who gives a fuck? A gag order remains in effect. Okay.
Gag
That's
order.
It. So,
here.
Was that it for you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, we're an hour and a half. We're fucking good here. Are you good?
I'm good.
All right. Well, as usual, guys, definitely
My balls
if you have.
Are fucking sweating.
I am
like
sweating
crazy.
Like a fucking.
Don't you
pig.
Hate that when you start sweating and your nuts stick to the side of your leg
yes,
and then you try and pull it away and it's like.
Especially because I don't wear underwear, so
yeah.
mine are just all up in my shit.
Oh.
I was trying to, like, tuck them. them back up into my butt crack,
yeah,
but then they just slide down.
And then it just, if you try to move, it like kind of pinches
balls. I'm really not looking forward to standing up because I know my pants are just going to be stuck to my ass. But yeah, definitely if you guys have anything to say about what I talked about earlier, the whole shock thing when I was laying in bed, I would really like to hear about it. Email info@thejamhole.com. Anything else, just leave us a comment. We'll treat that like our message board. Yeah, thejamhole.com is our website. Subscribe with the iTunes, myspace.com/jamholepodcast. Please vote for us on Podcast Alley. We are hanging on in like, what,
23
in the comedy ranking, which if you think about it, that's the only ranking
that
like really matters.
We have like 13 votes this month.
Yeah, that's, hey, we're getting there. We've only been doing this for a few months, so fucking A. I think that's about it. What else? I know there's something else. Oh, yeah, the how to operate your brain thing. We'll throw a link to that on the show, and we'll definitely, after Braden, because he's never listened to it, so we'll let him listen to it, and we'll actually discuss it in more detail, because the last time I listened to it, me and Jasmine listened to it when we went to Hot Spring, because she never heard it, and it blew her mind.
Yeah.
So I know you're going to dig it.
Cool.
And I know once you guys listen to it, you're just going to be like, holy fucking shit. So basically, kill your fucking TV, turn that shit off, and, you know, just, if you're gonna watch it, just be aware that all it's doing is programming you. Granted, it's entertaining, but if they wanted to program you, of course they're gonna make it entertaining.
Right.
If it was boring, you wouldn't watch it, thus you wouldn't be programmed. So, just...
Well, I don't know about that. Look at religion. That's fucking boring as shit, and look at all the people that get programmed by that.
Well, yeah, people are stupid. Just use your brain, guys. Be nice. That's all we're saying. We'll talk to you on Monday. Later.
Bye.
The whole world's a sweatshop, a fascist regime with billions of parts working as a massive machine. The goal, keep the masses passive with dreams of cash, limousines, and other fabulous things. But we gotta wake up and notice it's a load of shit. It's all about ownership of your soul and who's controlling it. Not about the gold you get, not about the clothes you're in. It's not about oil, but we're killing each other over it. Like a Doberman chomping on a cat. It's a new world order and they're bombing on Iraq. And it's so fucking heartless. The whole country's starved and yet they've been targeted as a threat regardless. This all started in days prior to ours. They arrived from the stars and survived in the dark. Now it's time for the hearts of men to march against it and realize that the cycle starts and ends with us. We're the ones that paid for the bombs. We built the planes that they're on. It's insane all of the ways they conned us, but we could change it today. It's just all on us. We're the ones that paid for the bombs. We built the planes that they're on. It's insane all the ways we've been conned into killing millions of innocent people, but it's all on us. Friends, it could never just be us or just be them. Sometimes I think it just depends, it's just pretend. You can never trust the trends, don't rub your eyes. I'd rather you'd adjust the lens, look up to them. Tell me who the fuck are they? When did they ever give a damn about what you say? For what you stand, that's why you gotta trust me, man. Trust the bush, that's like saying trust the Sedan. But for real, I mean you gotta love the fam. Ask his dad, the ex-pres, how many drugs he ran. So trust us, the shit's about to flood the land. Cause government hands can no longer plug the dam. So fuck the news, fuck the critics, fuck their views. And if you sit and let it happen, then fuck you too. It's up to you. I can't tell you what to do, but touch the truth and don't just judge the few, but judge us. We're the ones that paid for the bombs. We built the planes that they're on. It's insane all of the ways they conned us, but we could change it today. It's just all on us. We're the ones that paid for the bombs. We built the planes that they're on. It's insane all the ways we've been conned into killing millions of innocent people, but it's all on us. But it's all on us. But it's all on us. The bombs. We built the planes that they're on. It's insane all of the ways they conned us, but we could change it today. It's just all on us. We're the ones that paid for the bombs. We built the planes that they're on. It's insane all the ways we've been conned into killing millions of innocent people, but it's all on us.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.